The world at play. At play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode. This is Andy Lawson. I'm back with everything that you need to know from the world of sport. Now, before the end of the episode this time, we'll look at the sporting diary. We'll actually preview one of the biggest events in the sporting calendar. First, to some of the news. And after becoming the youngest winner of the US Open Golf in 92 years, Jordan Spieth has already been saying he's targeting victory at the Open at St Andrews in Scotland. The 21-year-old's success at Chambers Bay was the American's second major victory in a row. Of course, he won the Masters in April. His one-shot victory was helped by Dustin Johnson's three-putting the final hole when placed to win. And in Formula One, Lewis Hamilton will be looking forward to the next race back home at Silverstone, a race which Hamilton won last year. He'll be looking to get there as he continues to defend his Formula One World Championship. He leads the current driver standing, but that was cut to just 10 points after Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg won Sunday's Austrian Grand Prix. Speaking of sporting events in the UK, next week sees the start of a tournament which signifies the summer to those in the Northern Hemisphere. Tennis's elite will be heading to Wimbledon. The London-based tournament has become a real signpost in the sport calendar and is known for its grass courts, its high drama and, of course, those strawberries and cream. The latter so much so that Wimbledon wouldn't actually be the same without the red berry. Some facts and figures for you. Last year, 2014, around 142,000 portions of strawberries were eaten at Wimbledon. That goes alongside 7,000 litres of fresh cream. It's not the only thing that they serve at the tournament. 28,000 bottles of champagne were uncorked. Nearly a quarter of a million glasses of Pimm's were poured as well. But of course, for many people, the main action is what's happening on the court rather than in the catering. Home fans are going into this with high hopes as well, as Andy Murray has won his fourth title at Queen's Club. He did that last weekend. Tournament, of course, traditionally seen as the warm-up to Wimbledon. The Scot joins an elite group in winning his fourth title at Queen's. It's a feat matched by some of the sport's real elite, the likes of John McEnroe and Boris Becker. In the end on Sunday, it took Murray 64 minutes to beat Kevin Anderson 6-3, 6-4 in the final. All the action gets underway at Wimbledon starting next Monday. But that, of course, not the only sporting event in the diary in the coming days. The Women's World Cup continues in Canada, as does the Copa America in Chile. The UEFA European Under-21 finals, they continue in the Czech Republic. And if you like your sport on wheels, well, MotoGP's Grand Prix of the Netherlands also takes place this weekend. But that is the latest for now. I'm Andy Lawson, and I'll be back at the same time next week with more from the world of sport.